Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast. What to watch
on Point of View.
So the real story.
Why I'm really here.
The real story of why we're here. So, oh my goodness, but your pick this week. Gory.
Yeah.
No, you are not doing this for me.
I knew you'd be a little wobble, but you know, sometimes we must take the hard with the soft. You know what I mean? As our American president will say, it's going to be tough for a little bit, but you'll be fine. You'll be fine.
Okay.
First, brick bunt. Right?
So this is lovely. You really like this local streak.
No? I do. What I do. I think what I'm really enjoying about what Showmax is doing is giving us local stories that don't do the normal, you know, kid from Soweto trying to go to Santon and make it up. I mean, I think the narrative has been killed. I think I like the diversity of the stories that are being told. I think also South Africans are seeing themselves in different lenses now that they're looking for stories that represent who they are, especially in 2025. And Brick Punt is just one of those shows. So it is on Showmax. It's a series. It stars Losha Kupakumalo and Chelsea Thomas. And it's a wonderful story that if you know, were Serena and Venus Williams born in South Africa, this is what it would look like, right?
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
And the tensions, you know, because where I found it really, really nice and and local is that the U.S., for instance, you speak of Serena Williams and Venus. The U.S., for instance, is way past that whole thing about sport not paying.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it really is lucrative.
Yeah.
And with us, it's different.
Yeah.
And that conversation, I think, is really interesting.
Yeah.
Where parents and sportsmen and women have to consider what it takes literally to be a professional sportsman or sportswoman and whether the finances will actually tally up in the end.
Especially when you are a girl child and you're pursuing a sport that is traditionally white, being tennis.
Yeah.
And for me, what was interesting was just a chutzpah, right, of Ashley, who is the character that's played by Chelsea, who she really pushes to say, listen, this is what I want to do. This is tennis and this is what I want to do for it. And for me, it's also watching Roslyn, who is the mother, doing so much to try and nurture the dream of her child, but also being very aware of the reality which the husband is living in. And I found Losha Cooper's character very interesting because she always almost the one who lives in dreamland with her daughter, but also is rooted heavily in reality because of her husband. I also just appreciate that it's like, I'm not an Afrikaans-speaking South African. I can hear Afrikaans because of where we live in the country. But the story was, you were able to follow it and understand the nuances. For instance, there's one where, the one line that stuck with me, which, you know, not being an Afrikaans speaker, saying, where if you're really serious about your future, you really will focus. And I thought, look at these gems. I've got like idioms to throw out to Afrikaans. So fantastic. And Losha Kupakumalo does a fantastic job. It's on Showmax as from the 10th of March, and it goes on every Tuesday.
I'm really struggling to see what you saw in all of these other ones.
Yeah, DBZ drunk.
Mickey 17. Mickey 17. So
massive blockbuster movie. It is.
Really?
Yeah, it is. Having Nyan. Critical acclaim right now.
Nyan.
What
is it about? What is it?
So it's based on a book, and the book is called Mickey 7, not 17.
Okay.
And the idea revolves around it being a parallel of what's happening in America right now, right? So you've got this Trumpian character in the shape of this failed politician who says he wants to colonize, there's the C word, this planet, this far off planet. And they want to send someone there to go see if it's viable to live there.
Yeah.
So then Mickey, he gets onto this craft and he's sent out to go check what's happening over there. But we find out there's a cloning situation that's happening right there. Yeah. But it's actually more about the story around the idea of, one, the colonizing of countries and territories in general. But it's so amazing. If you watch it now, people were actually saying it's so uncanny. It's like The Simpsons, because of how you get this mad politician who now starts this cooked up story to get everyone to go there. But he's doing it for ulterior motives, right? And then you start seeing also this idea of what happens if technology runs away with us. And things happen there that they weren't anticipating. But you find that it's actually very... I thought I was going to hate it. I thought, like, oh, this is not going to be my thing. But it was actually so compelling to watch, especially because of what Robert Pattinson does, where he really plays it with such deep integrity that you almost lose the fact that it's very far off fantasy.
Okay. All right. And Black Bag?
Black Bag. So if you think about Black Bag, it's a movie that I thought was, if you think about Mr. and Mrs. Smith,
Yes.
This is nothing like it.
Yes.
Where here they're not in collaboration as a spy family. So you've got this couple who are spies. Cate Blanchett stars in it. And it's actually very interesting because there's a mole in the company they work for, in the sort of spy agency that they work for. And there's a particular weapon that's been sold to the Russians that they need to figure out who did it. The issue is George, who's the husband, has been tasked with finding out who is the mole. And there's a huge potential that his wife is the mole. So there's these almost like Murder on the Orient Express moment where everyone is in the room and George, being the one who's trying to find out the truth, starts putting particular scenarios to each of the characters. And it's very interesting to see who we find out is actually responsible.
Mm.
Very fun, very gripping, and the acting is fantastic. I love the treatment.
The acting is good.
And you know what I like about it?
Yeah.
90 minutes.
Yeah.
Literally hour and a half in and out, yeah. And you love it.
High rollers.
Think about Ocean's 11, 12,
yes.
And 13, and 12, 13.
And 100.
How many did we get there? Mm. Only now, instead of having the beautiful John Clooney and Brad Pitt, we have the greasy John Travolta. Look, it's also a franchise. People are really raving about it because they like how big budget it is. But actually, one of the comments I saw on one of the reviews, which I really enjoyed, it says, "Oh my God, this is such a wonderful movie. It looks exactly like every other movie I've watched." It feels like exactly that. But from a John Travolta point of view, it really is the big blockbuster, all explosions. And who doesn't like stealing from a casino every now and then?
Did I miss anything?
No, we missed Novocaine.
Oh,
Novocaine,
okay.
Is the one. I know why you missed it, because you don't like the gory that much. So Novocaine revolves around this character.
It's so unnecessary. It's just so unnecessary.
Well, imagine if you couldn't feel pain.
No, it is really unnecessary.
The pain element or the gory element?
That you've got. So what for me was unnecessary is them trying to prove to us all and reminding us he doesn't feel pain. We got it.
Yeah.
Like as an audience, I got it the first time. You don't have to show and tell all the time that I can stick, I don't know, whatever in you. And, by the way, he doesn't feel pain. Okay, we got it.
They labor the point so much that it seems like it's 1,000 ways to die.
And it's so unnecessary.
And
because
it's so very gory.
And it's so childish.
And very, very graphic.
Very
but it's called Novocaine. It's in theaters of tomorrow. And basically, this young guy does not feel pain, but he is in love with this particular girl. And she gets kidnapped, and it's basically how he goes about
it. And it's stupid, man.
But what you love about it is that when you watch it, you leave there feeling fully satisfied about watching all the blood and gore, and your mind will be free. Just free from there.
Let's go to the theatre.
The theatre for me is, I think this is becoming a bit of a pattern, but Momo Matsunyana, you know, she's a Standard Bank.
Yes.
I'm Actor of the Year, everything of the year, really. And she's done so well that she's written and performed in a play called Underlearn, which is at the Johannesburg Theatre. It's running from the 13th to the 16th of March, and there's a matinee on Sunday. Wonderful story about this woman who... She's an aspiring comedian. We've always had this conversation around how comedians are actually very deeply hurt, depressed people, and using their comedy as a vehicle to sort of get themselves out of that. So this is a story about this young woman who's going through all these issues of a broken family, of a very hard past, and dealing with a lot of mental issues, and she's using her comedy for it. But it's so wonderful to watch because, again, it has a very wild South Africanness about it. So you're able to see the families, the scenarios that have broken her.
Mm.
And we can all see a version of ourselves in there, you know, whether it's a missing parent, a parent who's passed, abuse, etc. It's absolutely fantastic. And it's on at the market from today all the way to the 16th, at the Johannesburg Theatre all the way to the 16th of March.
Excellent. See you next week, Leo.
Bye-bye.
Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.